I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. There's someone that I know who, unfortunately, nearly every Shabbos afternoon, after eating all the fatty foods, all the chant, and all the other foods from his Shabbos Suda, gets terrible heartburn. And it's painful. And he wanted to know whether it would be permitted for him to take antacids, for him to take Tums, in order to relieve him from his pain. But it seems that, unfortunately, it would not be permitted. The Shulchan Aruch writes in the Shimon Shinchav Ches, Sif alv mishiyeshlo mechosh ba'alma. If someone's slightly ill, if someone's in pain, someone has some discomfort, no, we're not talking about someone who's bedridden. We're certainly not talking about someone who has even a doubt, a sveika, that his life may be in danger. We're talking about someone who just has some aches, some pains, some discomfort. He's able to function regularly, he's able to walk around like a regular healthy person. You're not allowed to perform any medicinal activities, you're not allowed to take any medicine. Why? The Shulchan Aruch explains, there's a concern that through taking this pill, which intrinsically has no malacha on Shabbos, there shouldn't be anything wrong about that on Shabbos. There's a concern. The rabbi said you're not allowed to take pills on Shabbos. Why? There's a concern that you're going to come to grind. You may grind up herbs in order to produce a medicine. And therefore, they prohibited taking any medicines. And the Gra points out that what's the source of this prohibition is the Gemara in today's daf. Shabbos daf and Gimel. In the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the prohibition, the concern of taking pills that you may come to grind, be over, transgress the malacha de oraisa of grinding of tochen. And Rashi explains that the scope of this prohibition isn't limited to specifically taking pills on Shabbos, but any medicinal activity, any activity that you're going to do for medicinal purposes can potentially be included in this rabbinic prohibition. The Rif, and it's quoted by the Rosh as well, point out that this rabbinic prohibition of performing medicinal activities on Shabbos is limited to when you're trying to deal with a human who is in pain, a human who isn't feeling well. But when you're dealing with an animal, there is no such prohibition. And that's how they explain the sugya in today's daf. The explanation for this distinction, the Rishonim explain, that when we're dealing with a human who's not feeling well, when a human who is in pain, he can become bahul. He can lose focus of the fact that a Shabbos, due to his anxiety, he may forget that you're not allowed to grind on Shabbos, and he may be over on the malacha of tochen. However, Chazal felt that when we're dealing with an animal, there isn't such a concern. A person doesn't lose focus so much, isn't concerned to the degree that he'll forget that it's Shabbos, and therefore they didn't prohibit engaging in medicinal activities when you're dealing with an animal. And this concept can be applied to our situation as well. Many poskim argue that when we're dealing with preventative medicine, if you want to take Tums before the pain kicks in, before you have heartburn, you want to take the antacid in order to prevent the pain from coming, there wouldn't be a problem. And that is because, as we explained, the only reason why the rabbi said you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos is because you're bahul. Because based on your pain, you may forget about the fact that it's Shabbos, and you're going to come to be over on the Isser D'Oraisa of Tochen. But if you don't have the pain yet, there isn't this concern of being bahul. There isn't this concern that you're going to lose track about the fact that it's Shabbos. And therefore, if you know, if you anticipate that there's going to be pain, it will be permissible for you to take preventative medicine in order to make sure that the pain doesn't kick in later.